Welcome to Don't Trust the Mirror, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder, with psychoanalyst Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. Maureen shares her personal journey of her struggles with an eating disorder and how that changed her life. Listen as Maureen shares her pain, her stories, and her triumphs. Today, as a psychoanalyst, her mission is to help as many women as possible overcome their challenges. Now, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder.
Hi, this is Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. Welcome to my podcast, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder. Today, I'd like to explore a topic that's both timely and transformative. How do you handle the transition from the warmth, the light of summer, to the shorter days, embracing the fall? This transition from summer to fall, we can kind of ease into it, but once Labor Day hits, we all know that in some ways, summer is over. The weather may still be really hot and humid, but the days get shorter, and there is that, I don't know, it's like that smell of fall comes into the air and the light changes. So we may still want to feel like through September that I'm not ready to quite give up summer, but yet we know there's still that transition that we need to take. Even when we go into the stores, or maybe you don't go into the stores anymore, but even when you shop online, there's all the information and ads for fall clothes, back to school. We all start getting ready to make those changes, knowing that no matter what we do, in some ways, our routines are going to change. So it's easy to feel this loss of those long, more relaxed days of summer. I hope you did have some relaxed days of summer. And for individuals with disordered eating or body image issues, this transition can have its own set of difficulties. For some of you, you might really welcome this change because in the summer, sometimes our routines get really disrupted or we don't even have a routine anymore. It sort of goes out the window. So we may really yearn for that structure and routine that the fall can provide for us through school, through work, through just whatever change you have going on. The other thing is that in the summer, or the warmer weather, I should say, we wear light, airy clothing because it's warm outside, or just like different lighter layers. And fall clothing can be a little bit of a relief for some of you because it means you can cover up your body a little bit more. Now, even as I'm recording this, I'm thinking, wait a minute, I live in the Northeast where we do have these seasons, but I also know there's people in parts of the country that might be listening to this where, like Florida, for instance, or even California or different parts of the country where you don't even have these seasons. So it may be warmer all year round. Even as September rolls around, you may not have the season change, but your routines may still change. So I'll try to address all of these different aspects. Embracing change. How do we do that? How do you handle that? The one constant in our life that we know of is change. So whether we like it or not, there is going to be change. It's a part of our life. Just as the seasons transition, so do our lives and our bodies. Learning to embrace change, and I know it's easier said than done in so many ways, but it's a key aspect of recovery from disordered eating and that negative body image that you may fall yourself falling into. Now, change can be looked at as an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. I know it's so easy to resist it, but it's going to happen anyway. Consider reframing your perspective on it. See if you can view it as a chance to build resilience and adaptability. This can empower you to navigate the seasonal change with greater ease. Now, one of the things that I like to think of during more challenging times of change, and you hear me sometimes refer to this, is nature, the weather. Because as stormy as it can be, eventually the rain will stop, the clouds will subside, and there will be a blue sky once again. So I even think of nature as change. I think of the light as always changing. I do personally find it sad, like I know many people do, when the days are shorter. I love light. And when it gets darker, it sometimes does feel a little bit more depressing. It can for some people. Some people might like that. I also like to think of the seasons as fall transitions. The leaves fall off the trees, the flowers fade away. If you live in certain parts of the country, the leaves fall off the trees, and everything goes into this dormant stage. And maybe sometimes that's what we need to do, is we sometimes may nest a little bit more, maybe kind of find ways to stay cozy more inside. Different ways that we go into our, you know, like the animals go and hibernate. Sometimes we may feel like we want to hibernate. But knowing that spring will come again, that it's really a time to let yourself slow down, reflect. You know, when you plant seeds in the ground or even a tree, they have to germinate. They have to somehow develop. And as winter comes and everything goes dormant, it's really a chance for the plants and nature to rejuvenate themselves. So in some ways, we can look at the fall, the transition to winter, as a time to rejuvenate and do other things that we might not necessarily do when the weather's nice and it's summer. That's just some thoughts on ways that I look at how I try to navigate this change. You need to think of ways that might work for you, because as I said before, there will always be change. The next thing that I would really like to talk about in making this transition is how to have self-compassion in times of change. Now, you may be asking yourself, what exactly is self-compassion? I hear about it, but I'm not even sure what that is. So I actually looked up the definition of self-compassion, and it is simply the process of turning compassion inward, where we are kind and understanding of ourselves rather than self-critical when we fail, make mistakes, or feel inadequate. We give ourselves support and encouragement rather than being cold and judgmental when challenges and difficulty arise in our life. And in these times of change, and the holidays are coming up as well, it can trigger negative body image. It can trigger fears and triggers about food. So self-compassion can really be a lifeline for you. It involves treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would treat a dear friend or family member. It means acknowledging your struggles without judgment and offering yourself the support you need if you have some difficulties in making this transition and change. In the context of the seasonal transition, self-compassion can help you maybe cultivate body acceptance, to embrace your body as it is. Again, there might be a change of clothes, a change in routine, but recognize that it's all carried with you through every season of your life. Try to manage the body image triggers that you have, whether it's when you're faced with clothing changes or altered routines, or even just different social aspects that come up in our life as the fall and winter starts to come about. Remind yourself that your worth is not defined by your appearance. Remember, don't trust the mirror, and trust yourself. Don't trust the mirror, and try to match your outsides to your insides. Use self-compassion to stay committed to healthy eating as you've cultivated that in your journey through recovery. Now, our recovery and this journey is never linear. Remember that there might be times that are harder. There might be times that you feel like you fall back a bit, but it doesn't take away from all the progress that you have made. Some other thoughts that I have to help you navigate this seasonal shift with self-compassion are to really do things to take care of yourself. One of the things I often ask my patients is, what kinds of things do you need right now? What kinds of things do you do to take care of yourself? To try to prioritize these self-care activities, whether it's taking a walk, you know, I love nature, as I talked about earlier on this podcast. Now, for me, taking a walk, getting fresh air, going outside really does help me change my channel and lift my spirits. And it might be something different for you. It can be meditation. It can be journaling. It could be watching just a funny movie or binge watching some enjoyable Netflix or Prime Video or whatever kind of show that you enjoy watching. Try to approach the transition with clothing with self-compassion. Focus on what you feel good in, what feels comfortable. Try to avoid social media if you're not feeling good about yourself, because we all know that can lead down a very dark path when we start comparing, when you start comparing yourself to others. So try to not focus on those rigid beauty standards. Remember that our routines will shift. And for some of us, we really love our routines. I know I really love my routines. But I also know that sometimes I have to be flexible, which can be hard, but to try to give myself compassion and understanding about and giving up a sense of control at times when changes in my routine occur. Think of those positive aspects about yourself. Challenge all those negative self-beliefs. Challenge that negative narrative that can go through your head, that can dictate your day. Challenge those statements and try to emphasize your worth is beyond appearance. And last, please seek support. Try not to isolate, because I know that can be a tendency. And once you start down that isolation path, it's hard to pull yourself out of. So please continue to seek support from friends, from a therapist, from family members, from those people in your life who give you positive energy. Stay away or try to distance yourself from those people in your life that might be toxic, and just keep a distance. You may not be able to just remove yourself totally, but try to know you need that distance and know those people in your life, that village for yourself who is positive and affirming for you. Remember, this change from summer to fall to winter and back to spring and then back to summer is a natural part of life. Try to embrace it with self-compassion, knowing that your worth is not defined by your appearance, but by your resilience and the love and kindness that you show yourself. Thank you so much for joining me today on My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder. Please remember, trust yourself, don't trust the mirror. Please feel free to share my podcast with family, friends, whatever social media platform you listen to. And I look forward to talking with you again. Remember, be gentle with yourself. Take care and talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Don't Trust the Mirror, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder, with psychoanalyst Maureen Kritzer Lang, the queen of self-esteem. We hope you enjoyed it. Please visit DontTrustTheMirror.com, where you'll find all our social networking links and can post your stories, comments, and questions. Until next time, remember, trust yourself. Don't trust the mirror.